Come, my brother, seek this blessing. came to high function. That will stop the joy by genie and will keep the soul aflame. Genie's burning now within my heart. Jody, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Let's sing that song. Time, go to God's unchanging hand. Go to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Unchanging hand. Time is filled with sweet and decay. Those of the ones who can stand, build your hopes on things eternal. Those of the ones who can stand, build your hopes. Oh yes, oh to God's unchanging hand. Oh, oh to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh to God's unchanging hand. Leave you whatsoever years may bring. Hallelujah. In thy earthly things forsake, oh, still more closely to him stay. Hallelujah. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, God's unchanging hand. Oh, yes, covered God, this will bring change. Oh, oh, to God's unchanging hand. In your hopes on things eternal. Oh, oh, to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, God, you have been true. Fair and bright, the home in glory. Oh, the that ships all make you. Hallelujah. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, hearts aren't changing.
Alleluia!
Oh, Jesus, hearts aren't changing. And in your hope something's eternal.
So come.
Oh, Jesus, hearts aren't changing.
Amen. Let's sing that. I believe a good report. I believe a good report.
I believe a good report. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I am pastor with a gift. Oh, glory be to God. I am full on Jesus' side. On the altar sanctified. In the world of sin I die. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the river where his glory is never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I am giving this to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. By the cleansing of the blood. Oh, glory be to God. By the Spirit, power and might. I am living day and night. In the glorious place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am past the river bed. Where your glory's never fail.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, I am living in the presence of the King. I have passed the outer court. Hallelujah to the Lamb, which once God life concealed. Oh, glory be to God, now there's no giving to God's holiest place so good. Give us death to self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the river where your stories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the river veil. Oh, glory be to God, I am sanctified to God by the power of the blood. By the Lord is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the river and where his glory is given to. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living.
Amen. It's a highway to heaven.
It's a highway to heaven. One can go up there, but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. The King's highway. If you're not walking, start while I'm talking, walking up the King's highway. I will get it. Oh, guide me, I'm walking up the King's. It's a highway, it's a highway to heaven. I can go up there,
hallelujah.
But the pure in heart, it's a highway to heaven. Walking up the King's highway. Of good courage, God spoke unto Joshua when all the river.
earth are pointed away. Jordan and cross over things impossible. Waters divided and moved. Oh, God, any river, God, any river to be God and cross over. God, any mountain to Cantano. God specializes, God specializes in things so impossible. And he will do what no other power can do.
What will it do?
Battles to win, they will lead where they are. Jericho's walls to must fall to the ground. God never fails, he stood back of his promises. Oh, that thunder of faith. Oh, you got any rivers? Got any rivers to think of impossible? Got any mountains to stand on? God specializes, God specializes in things so impossible. And he will do what no. Oh, you got any river? Got any river to think are impossible? Got any mountain to climb down? My God specializes, God specializes in things so impossible. And he will do what no other power can do. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross. Every run go higher, higher. Every run go higher, higher. Every run go higher, higher. Soldiers of the cross. We are climbing, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross. If you love him, oh, if you love him, why not save him? If you love him, why not save him? If you love him, why not save him? Soldiers of the cross. We are climbing, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross.
Amen. Sing that song, we slow down now, we sing that song. Down from his glory, heaven lives his own. I want and see, oh yes, and Jesus, oh, born in a
a man of sorrows, with a man, a
convincing.
Amen.
Bring us again.
That in the dead of night, not one thing
more. Oh, God gracious,
He was gracious and tender.
Laid aside His blood,
laid aside His splendor,
stooping to
walk
to
weep,
to say.
What a mighty God,
flesh and blood is ours.
He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan.
Oh glorious mystery, sacrifice on Calvary,
sacrifice on Calvary,
and now I know how I.
The great I am.
Oh, how I love Him.
How I adore. We adore You, Lord, my breath and my sunshine. My all in all.
The great.
I remember twice for me that He was slain from Calvary.
Wait, lead me.
Oh, Jesus will lead.
Amen.
Night and day, Jesus shall lead me. Oh, the way.
Oh, I delight in His command,
not to be led by His
hand.
His divine will
said to me,
and all my blood
stayed
to me.
take me past the outer court to that holy place, past the blazing altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holies of holies. Take me, Lord. Take me by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take me to the holies of holies. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me, Lord. Oh, take me into the holies of holies. Take me, Jesus. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me into the holies of holies. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. We enter in. We enter in into the temple. Thanks to the Ancient of Days, to honor Him for His mercies unto us. Oh, give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is thy name. Praise his name for his mercies unto us. Oh, we thank you, Father, for your mercy. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. For giving healing to Brother Eli. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. For turning mercies to loving Father. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days.
Amen. Sing one more song, I think we're next. Yeah.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. Yeah, a precious fountain. Beyond the river,
soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and I'll wait. I'm hoping and trusting ever till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river. In the crossing, the cross be my glory, never till my raptured soul shall find.
Do you hear me? God yes, richly bless you all. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are thankful that the Lord has ushered us into the beginning of another week. And though we are separated by distances, we are in our various homes and other places. But one thing we know, our God is a God of omnipresent. He is an omnipresent God. He is present everywhere. He is right where you are seated now. He is there. That's Him. Amen. We are thankful that we have this grace to be in His presence. As we see that the time is approaching, as the scripture says, the best we can do is always to keep one another. We provoke one another to love and unto good works. So that's what the purpose. Anytime we meet like this, we seek Him, the Lord Himself, to come and be in our midst. And so this morning, we know that His word assures us that where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in their midst. So we thank the Lord that He's in our midst at this moment. Amen. God richly bless you, precious brother Eli, for the Sunday school. Amen. Brethren, that's really sacrifice. Let us all consider. Our precious brother defying the condition he is in now and the situation in his home, which is our home also, and to place himself on the line of duty to do the Father's business. That's great sacrifice. Precious brother, the Lord has seen everything. And herein, we believe that it has already taken place. Amen. And all other homes which are under the same situation, we ask the Lord to reach every home and touch every home. Amen. Do you love him? Let us stand this moment for a word of prayer. Our dear Lord, we thank you that this morning we have risen with the rising of the sun. And we thank you, the Lord, your breath of life is upon us that has given us life, O Lord. And truly we can feel within us, oh, blood circulating. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. The Lord, once again, you have opened another week, Lord, unto us. And we can look back and see all what, Lord, you have done for us, God. In many ways, Lord, you have kept us through your mercy, your grace, your protection, Lord. Father, we thank you. The Lord, this morning, we find ourselves once again in your presence, Lord. Father, truly, mercy, as we have just sang, mercy found us. Whilst even we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, Lord, we thank you that today we can stand in your presence and say we are the children, sons and daughters of God, because we have been redeemed. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Sunday school, Lord. Truly, Lord, we need that kind of inspiration. Oh, Lord, how you want us, oh God, at this time, Lord Jesus, oh, to consider one another. Be praying for one another, Lord. Oh, God, grant us that inspiration, Lord. And we thank you that this morning, opening your word, oh God, to us, you brought us, Lord, to that remembrance, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, there are homes, our homes, where this virus is lingering. But Lord, one thing we know, the Lord Jesus, when you allow something, they are all for a purpose. And the purpose are always good. Yet, Lord Jesus, you have given us authority to cast out any intruder in our homes. So in the name of Jesus, upon the basis of God, the power of the Lord, authority you've given to us, Father, we claim healing, total deliverance in all our homes, that this virus is lingering. Father, we commit each and every one into your hands. We know the Lord, at this moment, you have touched everyone, oh God. So we want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we want to remember our pastor and other brethren who are in Limerick at this moment, oh God. Oh, the omnipresent God. Father, as you look down upon your people, we believe the Lord Jesus, the blessings here and there will come from nowhere but from your throne, oh God, this morning. So, Lord, we commit all the meetings, Lord, into your hands. We want to say thank you once again, Lord, as we turn to the reading of your word, oh God. Oh, you are the author of it, Lord. Father, what we will need today, we pray the Lord, you will take your word and minister, Lord, deep into our souls Oh, that it will be engraved right upon our hearts, Lord. Something that Lord Jesus, oh, will manifest itself, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus, your servant, I humble myself this moment, oh God. The Lord Jesus, oh, hide me somewhere, Lord. We want to hear from you. We want to hear you speak, oh God. So, Lord, with all reverence, with all humility, we sit at your feet, oh God, to hear you now. Speak, my Lord. Speak. And your children with all ears are ready to hear, with the heart to receive. We thank you, we bless you, we give all glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless everyone, every home. Oh, just turn around and tell your children, God bless you. Children, tell your daddy, tell your mommy, God richly bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Oh, yes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, let's turn to the reading of the word. And we will look at Luke, the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And we shall read a long one, so bear with me as you keep standing. We shall read from verse 1 to the 18th verse. So let's hear the word of God. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, and all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every man into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fold, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see these things which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad and saying, abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Amen. Lord, oh, how sweet your word is, and how powerful your word is, and how gracious your word is. We are thankful, oh God, that this morning we can hear, oh, from the throne such words, Lord. Father, we now want to hear you, oh God. Lord, help us. Prepare us, oh God, as we hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May you be seated. Amen. Yes, this morning we have a subject topic, why it had to be shepherds, amen. That's a question this morning, which we believe before the Lord speaks to us, we will get the answer, why it should be shepherds, amen. Now, what is today's date? As today is the 12th, that means we have about some few days. We have some few days, 12 or 13 days, and we enter into Christmas, what the world called Christmas. Amen. And one thing is that, let's just read, before we read from the prophet, you know, at this time of the year, when you go out, you could see people with pleasant faces. Oh, even someone you may not have ever encountered before can even say Merry Christmas. So you see people look so very pleasant. Amen. Let's hear what the prophet said in the message book, Divine Healing. He said, I just wish it could be Christmas all the time. Everybody seems to be so friendly around Christmas time, see, wanting to help one another. Everybody down on the street will say, how are you, brother? But other times, of the year, they won't even speak to you. Man, so the prophet said it would be good if it stayed Christmas. And he said, wouldn't it be? Amen. Just Christmas all the time. Amen. Yeah, you see, that kind of attitude is quite refreshing. If you could see pleasant faces wherever you go, smiling faces, it's a kind of attitude that's quite refreshing. And the way how, see, the world celebrates Jesus' birthday, that's the matter. The way how they celebrate Jesus' birthday, you see, now many, you go to homes, Many homes are going to be filled with real good shopping. See, and with various gifts, Christmas boxes, or with all sizes, you see, from friends and families. There's nothing wrong about it. Amen. But the big question is, do they leave room? See, do they leave room? Spend some quality time for Jesus, for whom the Christmas is all about? That's the big question, my brother. Amen. We are asking this question because it appears Jesus, whom the Christmas is all about, has been substituted with something else they call Santa Claus. Mine. See? The children have been made, they have been made to expect gifts from a Santa Claus. And then they will grow up knowing nothing about Jesus, the Savior of this world. Amen. The way how the world celebrates the birth of Jesus. That's the question. Do they leave room? Spend some quality time for Jesus. For whom I see the Christmas is all about. Now the children, all that they will be expecting is Santa Claus. Oh, even I don't know if it exists. It doesn't exist. But they made them to know that, oh, a gift that's just at the corner, Santa Claus brought it for you. Fine. What about Jesus? Oh, if you are a parent, and if you are a Christian, the Holy Spirit, the Word says, train up a child the way it should go. And when he's old, he would not depart from it. Amen. Let's train our children. Let's teach them right from the beginning. Introduce Christ unto them. This time that we need, parents, the world needs to say, or introduce Christ unto. Now, it's all about what Santa Claus. Think about it. Think about it. Every little space in the house is going to be taken over by Christmas decorations and other things. But no room for Jesus. No time for Jesus. No prayer for Jesus. No thanksgiving. So it was in Bethlehem. On that day that he was born, as we read in verse 7, there was no room for Mary and Joseph. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And watch this one also. On the eighth day, the 8 days accomplished when the child needs to be what? Circumcised. And also Mary's day of purification has accomplished. Jesus was brought to the temple. See, he was brought to the temple and the prophet said, people kept their distance from them. People kept their distance from them. He said, in those days, in the temple, every day, there will be a string of mothers with their babies waiting for the babies to be circumcised. So let's read something from being led by the Holy Spirit. The prophet said, now, look way down the long string. There are mothers, rich, well-dressed with their little babies in fine needlework. beautiful little clothes for mine. And they were leading a lamb going for their offering. But along the road, I see a little virgin. She can't afford the lamb. So she's got two little turtle doves. The baby is not, the baby is not wrapped in fine needle clothes. It was what? A swaddling cloth. My. The prophet said, what is a swaddling cloth? He said, it is what they take off the back of a yoke of an ox. Amen. Of an ox. You know, when you put a yoke on the neck of an ox, see, it's a wood. And the wood directly on the skin will affect. So they put a cloth so that it will what? The between the wood and the body of the ox, so that it will not affect the skin or the body. That's what the prophet is describing about the swaddling cloth. And so when Jesus was born, there was no cloth, and there was a swaddling cloth hanging at the what? At the stable. And that was what they took to wrap. Oh my. Now let's listen. He said, what is swaddling cloth? It is what they take off the back of a yoke of an ox, and they wrap the baby in it. They wrap the baby in it. The prophet said, think of it. The King of heaven, the ruler of heavens and the earth, didn't have clothes to put on when he was born. And the prophet said, don't be ashamed that you are poor. Don't be ashamed that you are poor. And so he said, she was standing there and the women keeping their distance. I don't want to be around her. My. See, because they thought Mary had gotten the child outside what? Holy wedlock. And again, my brother, my sister, consider the swaddling cloth taken from the stable, being used as a wrapper. My. And imagine the scent of the stable of cattle and sheep emanating from it. Consider that spreading all over the place in the temple. See? And those rich women, and anytime I mention women or women is mentioned, you have a spiritual understanding of it. Amen. You have a spiritual understanding of it. And the rich women coming from better homes, no doubt, they were holding their noses. Yes. See? Those women, see, might have taken the stable stench. See, they were taking it as a stable stench. But praise be to God. Praise be to God. There were two special people also in the temple. Amen. The rich women holding their noses. They don't want to even come here. And the stench, man, they couldn't bear it. But there were two other people in the temple. Oh, praise the Lord. Even one of them was blind. And what the people took as a stench from a lamb's table, that they couldn't stand it, that same stench, that changed the atmosphere. It came to these two special people, a revelation by the Holy Ghost, that the Lamb of God was in the temple. Amen. To the others, it was a stench. But to others, it was a revelation by the Holy Ghost to them, because it was there was a changed atmosphere. And it was what? To them, while people were getting back up from it, there were people also, when they had gotten the scent, it gave them a revelation by the Holy Ghost that the Lamb of God was come in the temple. The consolation of Israel was right in the temple. Amen. The very one that they were waiting for. Oh, changed atmosphere. See, the other women could not accommodate Mary and the child wrapped in a swaddling cloth. So it is today. There is no room for the King of Kings in high places. No room in today's Laodicea church. Of course, the Bible says he's standing outside of the church. Though they call upon his name, but he's not in there. He has not placed his name upon a church or a certain man, but he has placed it upon his word. Amen. Place it upon his word, the message that has been allotted to every dispensation. That's why he's placed his name. And until you have found the messenger and have recognized the message of your age, all other ground is a sinking sand. There is no room for Christ in there. Amen. And so those rich women from better homes that could not bear the changed atmosphere, they might be holding their noses, but in there also a special people, a peculiar people with open arms came running, savoring and embracing the changed atmosphere. Because to them, the changed atmosphere was like a God-sent, sweet-smelling savor of rose of Sharon. My! Amen! Of course, the rose of Sharon, the morning star, was right there in the midst of the people. And people were holding their noses. Those rich women. Oh, no, 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 no. We can't stand this. Praise the Lord. The same changed atmosphere that was pungent to some people, that same changed atmosphere was sweet smelling. Oh, to others. Oh, praise the Lord. In the message book on setting sound, 1961, the prophet said, and the people kept their distance from her because he had a bad name to start with. They said he was born out of holy wedlock. I can imagine those self-styled hypocrites, you know? Never had anything to do with it like that. They have not anything to do with it, with Christ, with that baby wrapped in what? Swaddling cloth. The prophet said they kept their room back. They kept their room back. Don't come in. Don't come near. Even don't come near. See? They turned their room back. That's not the seer that you have for you. Do not allow him to come in. Amen. Now let's look at our subject. Why it had to be shepherds? And already we are getting the answer. Why got to be a shepherd? Amen. Why got to be even in Bethlehem? See, this question is coming because when Jesus was born, the first people, oh, praise the Lord, the first people who were given this tremendous message were shepherds. Amen. And it seems unusual. Yes, sir. It seems unusual. Yeah, my brother. Unusual when the heavenly angels coming down to announce the birth of Jesus. They never went to Jerusalem. They never went to Jerusalem to let the chief priests, see, the chief priests of the great temple to know first. All the Sanhedrin council of the scribes and the Pharisees. Why? No. Yes. Rich women. Praise the Lord. The message coming. It didn't go to Jerusalem, to the high priest, to the Pharisees, to the scribes. But some poor shepherds. Oh, praise the Lord. That looks unusual, truly. Amen. The prophet said in that message book why it had to be a shepherd. Why it had to be shepherd. He said he does things in an unusual way. Amen. He does things in an unusual way. Not the usual way. Amen. Not the usual way. Today the world has a usual way for the people. But my brother, when the world is going east, the children of God are going west. When they go north, the children of God will go south. Amen. So all the time, we look as what? An oddball. That's the way how it got to be, my brother. The usual thing. God is not in that usual thing of the world. Amen. Said he does things in an unusual way. Not the usual way. It is the unusual way. Unusual times. Unusual scenes. Oh, because he is unusual. Amen. Oh, why this great event got to be revealed to shepherds? Amen. Truly, we are getting the answer. And by the end, we can now take the why away so that it won't be a question to us anymore. But it had to be shepherds. Surely it had to be shepherds. We shall take away the why. And the why is getting away gradually and gradually. Amen. Oh, it's quite astounding, my brother, my sister. That's such a great event. Such a great event. One of the greatest events. You know that another one of the greatest events, one of them is what? The resurrection. Oh, praise the Lord. And a great event like this is quite astounding that it was revealed to shepherds and not theologians of the day. The trained ones, those are the ones that they were known to have what? Been receiving this. But no, sir. The usual way, it should have gone to them. No, sir. God has what? God has reason. That's what we are seeing. Meanwhile, when he, look how they were what? Keeping distance. Even at the temple, keeping distance. Well, we have nothing to do with that girl. With the child he is holding, even is was born out of a holy wedlock. And look at how they are smelling mine. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my brother, my sister. But there were some other people. Amen. When they have, because they know the serene of the temple. Now, that particular day, everything changed. And they could really feel, hear, smell. See, they could see the scent of a stable right in the temple. Oh, the Holy Ghost speak to them. Yes, that's him. He's in the temple. Amen. A blind, someone who was blind. And yet, he was come with open arms to embrace it. While those with eyes, yeah, of course, it's a natural eye. She was blind, but she had a spiritual eye. Amen. The prophet said, why did it come and bypass the rich and come to the poor? Why did it come, bypass the learned and the wise and come to the humble and unlearned? Why? The prophet said, my opinion, it might not amount to very much, but I want to pass my opinion. I believe it is because of the wisdom of God that he knew they wouldn't receive such a message the way it came. Amen. He said, the prophet said, by the wisdom, see, because of the wisdom of God, he knew. You see, God foreknows everything. Amen. Omniscient God knows everything. He knew that they wouldn't receive such a message the way it came. Oh, it was a the temple, what happened in the temple, is it not an evidence? Amen. It wasn't, the prophet said, it wasn't in the test of their learning. It was different. It wasn't what they have been trained, what they have been trained to believe that he will be like. See? See the problem, I beg to say. You see the problem of seminary and Bible schools? I beg to say, please. Amen. You are trained according to what? The interpretation of that organization. Yes, that's it. But God calls a man and equips. You see, he equips him and send him. Does it? Praise the Lord. And none of the ministers in this church, none of us have been to any Bible school. And the same thing, you are coming up also to become what? Our ministers. Amen. You the young ones, you are coming up to become ministers. God will call you and equip you Amen. That's the way it goes. See, the prophet said it was contrary to their theological understanding. You go in there, they teach you how to what? And then after when you come out, they give you creeds and dogmas to what? To be following. My. I believe it was the wisdom of God that knew that they wouldn't receive such a message. Amen. God knew it would take someone who is not someone who is not mixed. See, mixed up to recognize it. It would take someone who is not mixed up to recognize it. See, someone that has the heart of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, mustard seed that will not mix with anything. Someone that has the heart of a grain of a mustard seed. See, that faith that will not mix with anything. So the prophet is saying God knew it will take someone who is not mixed up to recognize it. See, that he will be more able to get this message to the unlearned group. Amen. The answers are coming. Why? Why? Should be shepherds. Amen. He will be more able to get this, his message, the unlearned group, you see. He will be than he who is what? In a mixed up group. See, they are set in their own ways. And that nothing could turn them. Not even the word of God. Amen. The prophet said, Christian friends, let me ask this question with all sincerity and love. I just wonder if the promised word that's promised this generation, I wonder if our theologians, our educators, and wise people, if they wouldn't turn the message down the same way as they did. Yes. Prophet is asking with all sincerity and love that wouldn't it be the same today? Amen. The promised word to this generation that the theologians and educators, they will do what? The same thing. They will reject it. You see, my brother, look at where the message was. Look at where the message was. In a stable. My. The prophet says, the church members, the priests, and well-trained society in that day would have been so out of place in a stable. Yes, sir. Out of place in a stable. He said, now, I'm quite sure many of you, the city people, could understand. He said, what a Judean stable smell like, man. See, you people of the city, you may not know, but how Judean stable smelled like. What it looked like. But that was where the message was. That was where the word was. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Is it where some of these classics today would be so out of place there? They will be out of this. That means they will not see. they wouldn't fit in. No. My, just listen. They wouldn't even enter the door. That's what the prophet is saying. They wouldn't even enter the door. Why the word? Oh my, wrapped in swaddling clothes. The stench. They couldn't bear it in the temple. Oh my, I love that. But it was sweet smelling to some. It was a revelation to some. Oh yes, sir. Amen. It is just like today, my brother, my sister, this message. People shun it. No. To stand in their pulpit and say that women should not preach. Hey, or to talk about what? The serpent seed? Hey, abomination. They will just send you out from the pulpit. Amen. But to you, it's a revelation. The prophet said they will not even enter the door. But he said, but it pleased God by his infinite wisdom, to reveal it to such that will receive it. Amen. My brother, my sister, be blessed. Be thankful to the Lord. God knows that you will be able to accept this message. That's why he brought you to this dispensation. Amen. As the prophet said, the most wicked of all, but yet the most glorious of all dispensation. He knew that you could be able to stand the stench, according to them, the stench. Oh my. Oh, praise the Lord. He said the scholars and the wise men that day will certainly, you see, not receive it. They will not receive it. They will not receive it. They will feel humiliated. Man, they will feel humiliated to be caught in such a place. To see them in that stable because the word is there. No. It cannot be the word. No, it cannot. We are coming to that. Amen. See, you know, the scripture we read is that the shepherds made known abroad, see, what they have seen and what they have been told about the child. They made it abroad, you see. They didn't keep it to themselves. That's the work of what? A shepherd. We will come on that. Amen. So they went up making, the prophet said, the people, they will say, Messiah. Ah. Messiah, to be found in such a place, a mess as that? No. The prophet said, could you imagine a fine, great high priest or clergyman, all polished in theology, would come down to a stable full of manure? Oh, no. Amen. Would he come and accept the message of the poor, humble shepherds? As they went about broadcasting what they have seen and heard about a child. You think they will accept it? They will come to that stable. That's where your Messiah is. My. You listen. The prophet said, they will say, you have been bewitched by some evil spirit that caused you to say those things. They'll tell you you're bewitched. Yet, yet it was according to the word of God. And they were too blind to see it, because their theology blinded them. Oh, what a tragedy. The prophet said, what a tragedy. God forbid. They will do this. That's just why he had to take it to the shepherds. Amen. He knew the rulers of the synagogue wouldn't do it. They wouldn't receive it. Now, do you see why it had to be shepherds? Amen. Theologians, the prophet theologians wouldn't receive it. And again, the shepherd, see, they know a sheep. Amen. They know sheep. And that's what he was born, a sheep, a lamb. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. He said, notice, he was the lamb. They, the shepherds, were the only kind that would accept him. They were the only kind that would accept him. A shepherd was the only thing that would accept a lamb. Amen. They know how to take care of it. So it is today. When we get the Lamb's message, amen. When we get the Lamb's message, praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, you see it. Just imagine, for 2 years and thereabout, the world of Judea, for 2 years and over, the world of Judea had still not known that one of the greatest of all prophecies had come to pass. The world of Judea, they never knew. 2 good years. Until, see, they never knew. They were just carrying on, still waiting for the Messiah. They were coming home and still waiting for the Messiah. And the Messiah was right in their midst. Oh, my brother, let us be thankful to our God for opening our eyes for us to recognize the word that has been allotted to our age. Amen. It took 2 years. They were still there. They never knew. Because the word came to them. The shepherds, they made it known abroad according to the scripture we just read. They made it known to abroad. But they couldn't imagine that the word in the stable, a stinking place? No, it can't be possible. Amen. 2 years. The word of Judea, they never knew that the word, the Messiah they were expecting was come. Mine. And it took. 3 wise men from the far east, going up and down the streets of Jerusalem, shouting and asking, where is he that is born, the King of the Jews? Where is he? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. walking up and down the streets of Jerusalem, shouting and asking, where is he? 2 years. The shepherds said it. They gave them the shepherds according to the right from the stable. They went abroad to make it known that they couldn't just be wet in that stench in the stable. Oh, no, sir. What did the prophet say? Is that they will say, you people, you are bewitched. An evil spirit making you people say those things. 2 years, and it took 3 wise men from far east. Oh, my. Oh, Lord, have mercy. My brother, my sister, the word today, if it doesn't tell you something, the message, if it doesn't, because the message is what? Is to make us ready for a rapture. And all that you need to do is what? To submit yourself, humble yourself for the word to mold you, to prepare you the way that God, oh my, my brother, my sister, it took. Let's read from the prophet. He said, and that great religious capital, after 2 years of the shepherd's message, you see, still didn't have the answer or knew anything about it. The head of all the denominations didn't have the answer. But when, you see, when the 3 wise men were going up in the streets, it was reported to what? The Sanhedrin Council. Amen. The prophet said, it so disturbed the Sanhedrin. And they called the scribes to come and read. Look, open the word of God once again. Let's see. Amen. And the prophet said, they read from Micah, the prophet, which said, so they read from the scroll now. Thou Bethlehem, art thou not the least of all the princes of Judah? But out of thee, oh, praise the Lord, shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Oh, yes, sir, they read it. This is truth. And then they started, Joseph, he's from Bethlehem. Yeah, the root of David. Because we read it, said Joseph was in the lineage of what? David. And the Messiah that will be coming, yeah, he will come through that kind of lineage. Amen. Everything was in perfection. Everything, the scripture, line it up. Amen. Let's listen to what the prophet said. And after the scriptures being read and being vindicated before their eyes, they still didn't accept it, though the scripture said so. My brother, my sister, are we responding to whatever the message is telling us? Amen. Are we responding? It is there. We'll be reading. We'll be hearing. But are we living up to it? My brother, my sister, let us be now, because all what is going on, we see that the time approaching, my brother. The prophet said, I doubt very much they would today. See, if the scriptures that promised for this day would be made manifest, still they wouldn't believe it. Is it not true? Amen. But yes, The message truly is between what? A shepherd and a sheep. Amen. That's why it has to go to the shepherds, because the one that was born was a lamb. And it has to take what? It has to take a shepherd that can what? Know his lamb, know his sheep. Amen. Oh, yes. Look at John the Baptist. Look at John the Baptist. No room for John the Baptist.
Brother George, it seems like there's a power cut at Brother Maxwell's house. Can you just give a few songs there?
Joseph, come open the tablet. Open the tablet. Where's the tablet?
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant David, bringing the temple of God. And though these are days of the harvest, of famine and darkness and sorrow, so we hear the voice in the desert crying, prepare the way of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. Let the trumpet go, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hills are the old. Holy comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. Let the trumpet go, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, out of Zion, Jesus, salvation come. These are the days of the seeker, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, building the temple of oh, and these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white as the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. Let the trumpet go, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hills are behold, He comes. He's riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. Let the trumpet go, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hills are there's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, He comes. He's riding on the cloud, shining like a sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of jubilee,
and not of Zion till salvation. Behold, behold, he comes. He's riding on the cloud, shining like a... At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's a hero to believe, and not of Zion till salvation comes.
John, one more. One more.
One more.
John was in the shade
on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what it said: Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. He said, behold.
Shaking the very foundation. We thank God. There's always a way for the children of God. Praise the Lord. So, now we come to John the Baptist. And there was no room for John the Baptist. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There was no room. God bless you. There was no room for John the Baptist. Amen. You know, when Jesus started his ministry, he looked at the hearts of the multitude. The multitude. He looked at their heart. Searched through their heart. And you see, he could see that there was no highway for the Lord. There was no highway for the Lord. All that Jesus could see was mountains and hills of unrepentance still standing. We are talking on spiritual things. Amen. He could see that there were valleys. The valleys, some of them so deep, some of them so wide. They didn't listen to their prophet. He could see the crooked ways in them, the rough places. What is happening? No highway for the Lord. You see, meanwhile, the scripture said there should be a highway for the Lord. Yeah. Amen. And so Jesus asked the people a question. He said, what went ye out for to see? What went ye out for to see? Because the prophecy of John was that he was the voice, you see, that crieth in the wilderness, preparing ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for the Lord. See, that every valley, see, every valley shall be exalted. That means it will be filled. And every mountain and hill shall be what? Made low. That means everything will be made low. The crook of places will be made plain. And then the glory of the Lord shall come and reveal himself unto the people. But when Jesus looked, when he looked into their hearts, he could see that there was no highway. No, sir. And so how could they receive the glory of the Lord? How could they, no matter how the revelation, standing there was still mountains and hills of all repentance. Amen. Were these people not mindful of their prophet, the prophet of their day? That was the work he was to do. To fill all valleys, to make straight a highway for him, the Lord, to come. But what happened? See how everyone got to know the message of his age and the messenger of his age. Amen. My brother, my sister, the people considered, the prophet said, the people considered John the Baptist as a wild man. He's just a wild man. He's just a fanatic. See, absolutely a religious crank. That's what they considered him to be. And the prophet said, because the world, see, it will be the same like today. Because the world has not changed. The world, the spirit of the world has not changed. So it will be today. Because that's what the scripture says, that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be even in this our day. The same spirit, the same wickedness. See. And here we are talking about the Elijah who has been commissioned to prepare the people, to make straight the highway for the Lord to come in, to reveal himself to them. We are talking about that Elijah. What about the Elijah of our time also? Amen. Have we given him enough room and had paid heed to him? You know, their question during John the Baptist, his time, their question was that, what went ye out for to see? Do you know our question also? We have our question also. Our question is, when the Son of Man, he find faith on earth? That's our own question, my brother, my sister. Shall he find faith? What kind of faith is he talking about? To be. Amen. A faith this world. The fight. Amen. Because faith, that's rapturing faith, to whisk you in a twinkle of an eye. Our question is, when the Son of Man comes,
Shalom, Brother George. Maybe we could have another song.
Indeed, he's coming soon.
Indeed, the closing day of life. What joy, the glorious hope of the coming of the Savior.
are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Thou art strong. Oh, Jesus, take me from all my sins. Oh, I desire this mighty flow as I would. Just a closer walk, just a closer walk with Thee. Let it be, Lord, like in Jesus is my name. Daily, daily, Lord, daily walking close to Thee.
George, may the Lord bless you, saints. Technology can try to fight us sometimes, and today it's been on Brother Maxwell's case, but we thank the Lord anyhow, because the message got there, you know. The devil has been fighting here and there, but we thank the Lord, and I really enjoyed that message, Brother Max. May the Lord bless you. Why it had to be shepherds. You know, they were the only ones who could identify with that message in that day. And that's the reason why God chose you, Brother Vladimir and Brother Mike, because the people of this world will not stand the message of the hour that we believe in now. You know, they look at us and think that we have lost our mind or something. And they look at our sisters and think that, oh my, these are the most oppressed people in the world. But that's why it had to be you, sister, because there had to be someone believe this message. And they are only looking at the things of this world. You know, they don't look beyond on what will come beyond this life. But we are thankful for the revelation of the message that God has gave us. And we are most thankful that he has found grace for you and for me to believe this message. If there were future generations to come, the question will be why it had to be Brother Eli to believe this message. Why it had to be Brother Vegas to believe it, you know. It would be why it had to be Sister Lydia. So, and they will look and they will see that, yes, it was God's choice. He chose us that we may believe this message, take it and run with it until we have become one with this message. So we apologize, saints. Things did not end really the way they were supposed to. But we thank God anyhow that we have received the message for today. And it's a wonderful message to listen at this time of Christmas. Because really they have made Christmas, they have taken it away from the Christians now. Christmas is not anymore about Christ. It's all about the sales and the money that they make at this time. So we are thankful that in our houses, Christmas is still about Jesus Christ. So may the Lord bless each and every one of you saints as I invite you to stand up and we'll just close in a word of prayer this afternoon. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, thou knowest all things and we believe, Lord, that all things work together for good to them that love you, Father. And oh, how we love you so much, Lord. Father, for you first loved us. You've done so many things for us, Lord. Father, when we even begin to look and to consider, it will take days and years, Father, just to unravel the love that you have shown unto us and the things that you have done to us, Father. To think that you had to come, Lord, as a man to leave the splendor of heaven and be born in a manger and be wrapped in a swaddling cloth, Lord. Father, and have a bad name to begin with, Lord. Yet, Father, all that did not stop you to take us, Lord, with you on your heart as you went up that hill to Calvary and gave your life for us, O God. We thank you for that, Lord. Now, today, we are called the sons and daughters of God because of your love and kindness unto us. Help us, Lord, Father, as we go into this Christmas season, never to forget, Lord, the greatest gift that you gave to us, Lord, and that is to die for us on the cross. Lord, we saw him breast the cross this morning. Lord, as we look into this season of Christmas, may you grant us grace, Lord, to be true representatives of thy kingdom. Help us to walk worthy of this calling as we commit our brother Maxwell to you. Bless him, Lord, and his family. May you renew his strength, Lord, and continue to use him, Father, in the way that you want to use him, Father, to bless thy children. We pray for our pastor, Lord, down in Limerick today, committing him to you also, Father, in the meeting there with the saints. Please bless them, Lord, and Lord, speak to them also as you have spoken unto us, Lord. Guide him, Father, as he goes home this evening. Lord, journey mercies is what we pray for him, Lord. We commit him into your hands. And Lord, we want to remember again our brother Alex, Lord, as he goes tomorrow to the hospital, Lord, for this appointment. And Sister Anne at the end of the week, Lord, Father, we commit them into your hands, Lord, that these procedures, oh God, may be guided by you, Lord, and that we will hear testimony back there, Lord, Father, of what you would have done for them, Lord. We pray for our brother Ellie's family. We commit them to you, Lord, asking for your hand of healing, Lord. We've seen you do it, Father. Lord, how you healed Brother Mike's family, Lord, and Brother Vladimir's family, and Brother David's family, Lord. Father, we are just looking to you, Lord, the same way we look to you for these families, that you come and touch, Lord, every member of the family in our brother's house, even our brother George's family. We commit them to you, Lord. And we ask, Father, that you touch, Lord, your people and heal them of this sickness, Lord. Even our sister Dube, at this time, we commit to you also, asking, Father, that you be merciful and touch and renew her strength, Lord, and chase this sickness away from her family. Father, we commit thy people to you, Lord. Please be merciful now, Lord, unto us as we go into this working week and the children going to school and colleges, Lord, and the exams that they face, Lord, this week. We commit them to you, Lord. May you bless each and every one of them, Lord. Father, we are so thankful for the things that you do for us, Lord. Even to see our little brother Zach, Lord, on the meeting today. What a wonderful thing it is, Lord. We are so thankful for that, Father. May you bless your people now, Lord, as we commit ourselves to you. We ask all these blessings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May God bless you, saints. Brother George, if you want to sing a chorus as we dismiss, until we meet again, may the Lord watch over each and every one of you.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry. Oh, everything to God.
Amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you so much, Brother George.